This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Beat Migs, you're a loser.
Who's ready to beat Migs? I know Rick from Shelton is. Rick, are you there?
Oh, yeah.
I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve. For those playing at home, Rick has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
What color are the NFL goalposts?
White.
No.
Red.
No.
Blue?
No. What is the name of the French bread shaped like a long stick?
Baguette.
Correct. Who voices the title character in the new Garfield movie?
Will Ferrell.
No.
Pass.
How many justices serve on the United States Supreme Court?
12.
No.
9.
Yes. Celine Dion suffers from a disorder, SPS, which stands for what?
Skinny person syndrome?
No.
Pass.
Paper is the traditional gift for how many years of marriage?
2.
No.
3.
No.
5.
No. Which country takes its name from the Latin word for silver?
Pass.
What early 80s year did Dolly Parton release her hit song 9 to 5?
83.
No.
Rick,
you sure did. No. You got 2 correct. Ooh. You know,
that is a gigantic loss.
I mean, it hasn't happened yet.
Wait, what was it? Was it a gigantic?
Gigantic.
I mean, probably will be. Steve, are you ready?
Gigantic. Which is a great Pixies song.
It is.
What color are the NFL goalposts?
They are yellow.
They are. What is the name of the French bread shaped like a long stick?
French bread.
No.
Oh, baguette.
Correct.
I love them.
Who voices the title character in the new Garfield movie?
Thomas Jane?
No.
Tom Sizemore?
No.
Pete Davidson?
No. How many justices serve on the United States Supreme Court?
6.
No.
9.
Yeah.
Yes.
Celine Dion suffers from the disorder SPS, which stands for what?
Oh, stiff person syndrome.
Yes. Paper is the traditional gift for how many years of marriage?
1 year.
Yes. Yeah. Which country takes its name from the Latin word for silver?
Silverado?
No. I love that country.
Spain?
No.
America.
No. What early 80s year did Dolly Parton release her hit song 9 to 5?
80.
Yes.
Whoa.
How did you
Dolly
know that?
Fan.
What? Steve?
I just guessed.
You got 6 correct, which is a gigantic win.
Gigantic
6
win.
To 2. Gigantic. Congratulations.
Another one bites the dust.
Gigantic.
Another one bites the dust.
Seattle is celebrating something gigantic.
I love Tipsy Taryn.
Tipsy Taryn.
Get her home safely, Brad.
Who voices the title character in the new Garfield movie?
Nope.
No one knows?
No.
I didn't even know they were making another Garfield movie.
Oh, yeah. It's out now in theaters. Chris Pratt voices Garfield.
You want some of him's lasagna, huh?
Okay.
Well, I guess so. In which country takes its name from the Latin word for silver?
Country, silver. I have no
I know. You couldn't. You, I like could hear your brain just like, another country.
My brain was slowly turning off.
It was. It's Argentina.
Of course.
Of course. Congratulations, Steve. You still won.
The Daily Migs Show.
A new survey is out. It asks people if they have been feeling more positive or more negative as they age. And overwhelmingly, people feel more positive as
okay.
they age.
Well, clearly not asking people that are on social media. Because I feel like social media is just full, a cesspool of negativity.
So then they wanted to dive a little deeper into the negativity. And they found that of those who said they're feeling more negative as they age, they feel more sour beginning at the age of 42. 42. That's the negativity switch year.
That's when I started hating everybody.
Sarah, you're almost 42. How are you feeling?
No, I'm not.
Look how negative she sounds.
Oh. I know. She just gets really negative real quick.
Ever since she turned the corner on the 40s, she's been such an angry person.
Sarah, I think that Steve Miggs is still closer to 42 than you are, so.
That's right.
Just the other direction.
I think Steve and Danny both want to get punched today.
Yeah, you better be quiet there, Tipsy Taryn.
So people were asked what they felt most irritated about recently, and here are some of the top answers.
Oh, I'm curious to see if we get negative about these as well.
No. Grocery prices.
No. Yeah, if my wife tells me about them, I think it's best that she doesn't. Because sometimes she'll come home and she's like, yeah, I was able to keep it under $300. I'm like, wait, we're above $200 now? When did that happen?
Have you seen the prices of potato chips these days?
No.
A bag of Doritos is like $6 for one bag.
And most of that is air.
Yes.
So I dropped about $10 on a jar of marinara sauce yesterday.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. I mean, granted, it said Brooklyn in the title, and I spent a little extra because it said Brooklyn in the title. My wife said, did you buy this jar of pasta sauce because it has Brooklyn in the title? I'm like, yes.
You just got to lower your standards, man. I bought some marinara for 99 cents the other day.
Mm. What brand was this? Safeway Select?
Probably. I have no idea, but it was delicious.
Are you sure it was marinara sauce and it was just watered down ketchup?
That's probably what it was. And you can also fix the Brooklyn thing. You just get a Sharpie, shred it there.
That's fair.
Yeah. Maybe double check the expiration date. I don't know.
I ain't going to lie. It was delicious, though. Probably because it's from Brooklyn. Like, everything from Brooklyn's delicious.
Do you feel negative about crowds?
Depends
on the heels
on
of
the
a Pearl Jam concert.
You know, honestly, I do get a little anxiety going to places where there's like a large number of people, like concerts, because I'm like, oh, it's going to get overwhelming. I did not feel that yesterday. I think there's just a certain vibe of all of us being Pearl Jam fans, and we're just so excited to be there. And it was like almost like a lot of high fives, like people you haven't seen in forever, and just like the excitement of being there to see this band. Like that, I didn't get that yesterday at all.
Yes, I agree. What about tipping culture?
Yes. Because I don't know what the hell I'm supposed to tip and what I'm not supposed to tip. Because I feel like every single thing you purchase gives you an option. Like last night, for example, bought a T-shirt. They turn around the thing so I can sign it. And it has a button. How much do you want to tip?
Yeah.
And of course I do, because I don't know what the hell else to do. Like, I mean, I'm bad with my money. So I'm like, and the person's always very appreciative. And I'm thinking, they are busting their tail back there selling the merch. I mean, how is that any different than someone busting their tail at a restaurant? Like, why do we determine a person serving his food at a restaurant's better and deserving of a tip as opposed to someone who's like sifting through T-shirts and stuff? But it's still annoying.
Okay, I have a question about tip culture.
Okay.
When you pick up takeout, do you tip the same amount that you would if they were serving you?
100%. I don't tip 100%. I tip 20% no matter what. But if I'm somewhere where the service is even better than like my minimum, then of course I'm going to up it. I wouldn't do that with takeout.
What percentage did you do for your T-shirt last night?
Whatever the highest was. I think it was 18%.
Yeah.
I know. I'm a sucker.
Here's the thing, though.
I probably could have given a 10% tip, and the lady would have been very appreciative of it, but I'm just like, I'll hit the big button.
I always think about it in places like the big venues, like, you know, the Live Nation venues or, like, the Climate Pledges. Like, I'm always, like, I justify it in my mind of, like, the merch people are hired by Climate Pledge, so I'll tip, like, probably lower on those ones. But, like, if you go to a show, like, they're touring with the band, I always give them a tip. Because at that point, they're just like the band. They're on tour. They're just not getting paid what the band's getting
they're
paid.
They're getting crammed in that van with those stinky bandmates.
Exactly.
And they're stuck in a hotel room with them. They're doing just as much. They're probably working even harder. They're probably the ones that are loading the gear as well after the shows. Exactly. I don't blame you for tipping them.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
There's a restaurant in Las Vegas called Dirty Dog, and they wanted to do something cool, a free Bluey event.
And it's not like it's just a hot dog place. You know, it's called Dirty Dog sounds weird.
Especially in Vegas.
Yes.
Jinx.
Buy me a Coke.
It turned into a complete disaster because the event ended up going viral. Obviously, Bluey is a massive thing. Thousands of people showed up and tried to get in, and the staff could not handle the influx of visitors.
And if you don't have kids, Bluey is this children's television show that both kids and parents love. I think more parents love Bluey than their own children. At least that's how it is even in our household, where I find myself watching the episodes even when Tatum falls asleep because they're just so much... They're a lot of fun, and they're not overly cheesy, childish. Like, they actually talk about some stuff that I think all parents can kind of relate to.
Yeah, people are very passionate about it, and also very passionate about how upset they were after what went down, and we have some audio from that.
When I saw him, my best ignore him, I was mad. He looked, like, unexpected. We could, like, see his beer.
The kids were distraught. Some kids were crying. Some kids were upset, crying in their parents' shoulders. It was a very upsetting moment to see so many kids, especially my daughter, just really upset.
Have you seen some of the pictures of this?
Oh, it's complete chaos.
It's the funniest thing ever. So, like, their itinerary was, at this time, you meet the real Bluey. And then they have a carnival station. They have professional face painters, which it turns out they weren't professional. Like, they were terrible at their face painting, I guess. So many people showed up. The real Bluey. It was some dude, like, wearing a Bluey onesie. Like, the kind that have, like, the big hood that goes over your head. Danny, have you seen this guy?
It was like Wish Bluey.
And everyone was mad because the guy wouldn't even talk. So he was acting like a mascot. So he wouldn't talk to the kids. But Bluey talks.
Oh.
So the entire thing was just a complete and utter S show.
Of course, some people had to go onto social media and express how disappointed they were in the situation. So we have to go straight to the comments.
Yep, we came across some of these posts. We sent them to our production director, Jason, a.k.a. Veggie Dog, a.k.a. VD, a.k.a. the Foul Mouth Warrior himself.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people say this is now their favorite segment to see whether or not our production director will curse and forget to bleep it out. So you just never know what's going to happen. But he grabbed some of his favorite comments, reenacted them in whatever voice he wants, just to illustrate how crazy people get on social media. So you ready for the first comment about the Bluey fiasco?
Let's go.
All right, here we are.
Thanks for ruining my 3-year-old's day, said one parent. Too bad. So sad.
That's called schadenfreude when you take pleasure in others' discomfort.
Is that what that's called?
Yeah, schadenfreude.
I thought that was a beer.
It's a German thing.
Leavenworth. All right, here's our next comment about the Bluey fiasco.
Vegas isn't meant for kids. They kill the vibe.
Yeah, but some people live in Vegas with children.
There's plenty to do in Vegas if you're bringing your kids along. Plenty.
I'm feeling pretty confident that this wasn't an event for like the tourists. This was more just like regular residents that live in like the Nevada area. All right, here's our next comment about the Bluey incident.
Who the f*** is Bluey? Oh.
Yeah.
Sarah, I think you'd like Bluey.
Really?
What do you think?
I want Barrett to get into it so that I can watch it because it is funny.
I have other shows to watch, better shows, reality shows.
It's better than that Fortnite show, I tell you.
Fortnite? It's Fallout.
That too. Next comment about Bluey.
When are you going to have Blippi show up to Barton? LOL.
Another comment about the Bluey incident in Vegas.
I don't think you all realize the popularity of Bluey. That's why everything went all wackadoo.
Okay. That's a Bluey joke. Oh. Wackadoo.
Yeah, I don't get it.
That keepy uppy is a fun game. We play that in our house with a balloon. These are things that you don't know because you don't have a child. It might be for the best, actually.
Yes.
This episode of Bluey is called Deception and Disappointment.
Oh, that's heavy.
That's how they start every episode with like a little thing, and then it says, this episode of Bluey is called blah, blah, blah.
Oh, I think he nailed it.
Yeah. All right, this next one is a very long clip, but it's all from one commenter. So are you ready for it?
Sure am.
For all the comments suggesting that people are mad and complaining want something out of it, if you don't tell people what they're doing wrong, it can't be fixed. It has nothing to do with being a free event. Most of us Bluey families would gladly have even paid for a Bluey event. But this was unacceptable, free or not. Anyone would be upset if they were expecting a character appearance and got someone in PJs. Also, Bluey was on mute the entire time. Children were so incredibly upset, and rightfully so. They're children. Parents, including myself, told kids they'd meet Bluey because this is what we thought and expected. They should have done more research on Bluey fandom before going out and doing something like this. Not even to parents, but to children. I can't believe I just read all that. Shoot me.
I think that last part was an editorial comment from Jason. I'm saving that clip for when I need to go to bed.
I feel it's very warm and comforting. Like the Bluey people are just as passionate as the Swifties.
Maybe.
Yeah. Like they will go to war.
The Daily Migs Show.
The latest talk on social media is saying that Gen Z has officially killed ankle socks for us.
Oh. No!
Dude, I honestly have experienced that where somebody was just like, nice ankle socks. When I had a buddy who's a younger dude, and I was like, what are you talking about? Like, no, now you have, and they were wearing like the higher socks, and I thought they looked goofy.
Oh, apparently that's back. On TikTok, one user says you can go to the gym and you'll see a ton of millennials wearing ankle socks, but none of them are under 30.
I feel like we just are, it's just like this constant like circle of fashion. You know what I mean? Like at some point, whatever is not popular at some point will become popular again. I think to just kind of spite the generation before you. I look at like Champion gear right now. It's kind of a little overpriced. I remember when I was growing up, Champion gear was like, that was like low budget sweaters. And now all of a sudden you go to Nordstrom and you could get a Champion sweatshirt. I mean, you still get low budget ones, but for the most part, a lot of them are like $80 over like a, of course it's at Nordstrom, that's why, but it's still crazy to me. I'm like, this was the stuff that you got because you couldn't afford Nike.
Oh yeah.
What are considered ankle socks?
Socks that don't come above your ankle, really, or like they rest on your ankle.
So, like the ones I'm wearing.
Show me your socks. Yeah, that's
that
an ankle sock.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, if it goes below the ankle and it's just there just to basically cover your foot.
So what's cool now, like crew socks?
Yeah. Crew socks.
I don't like grandpa socks.
I don't like those.
I mean, I don't like those either. I'm an ankle sock girl, and I buy them at Costco because I'm also into Costco.
Shout out to Costco with the, I don't know what the brand is, but
Pumas.
The Puma underwear.
Oh, Puma underwear. See, yeah. I like the Puma socks for sure.
What is happening?
There's a whole thread online that is making us feel old. Subtle moments in life where we think, oh, wait, Lord.
Is there a context, though, with the sock thing? I'm a little confused. Because, like, if I'm wearing pants, is it... I feel like that's the only time I would rock, like, the crew socks. But if I'm wearing shorts, of course I'm going to go ankle socks.
Yeah.
Do you want a sock tan line?
Not me.
No.
But
these kids, they're crazy with their ankle tan lines.
But yeah, no, I see it at the gym all the time, and they're young people, and they're wearing shorts, and they're wearing the crew socks. That's just the look.
I think it's just to take a shot at the generations before them.
Oh, yeah.
Otherwise, why are you doing it?
Right.
Hey, Gen Z are a bunch of fashion bulliers. They really are. Some other things that make us think, you know, hey, I'm old now. You catch yourself saying that something was badass. And I use that word every day.
Steve does, too. Like,
do I?
Multiple times in the morning. That's badass.
No, I don't.
You say it without even realizing it.
Dude, that's so badass that I do that. Is that like a crutch thing for me?
I don't know if it's a crutch, but it's like I notice you say it a lot.
Like, crutch words are badass.
Especially like when we see like targeted ads or something. You're like, that's badass.
No, I don't.
It must be a crutch word if you don't know you do it.
It's fine. I'm wearing crew socks, so I'm okay. I'm still cool. I'm still so young and hip, fellow kids. You ankle sock wearing losers.
This one I feel very seen about. Get excited about buying a steam mop. I have a Shark and I love it. I used it last night. I love a steam mop.
My wife had a shutdown. I was watching an infomercial about a vacuum that could clean like your car, like a little mini vacuum. And I'm like, babe, could you grab my wallet? She's like, why? I'm like, I want to buy this. She's like, no. Why do you need this? I'm like, because it looks awesome. And then she just looked at me and goes, you have become your father. Because my dad is the king of buying the steam mops, the this, the that. The minute he sees an infomercial for it, if they make it look somewhat fun and cool, he orders it and never gets it out of the box.
Oh my God.
So when I went and visited him, my wife thought it was hilarious. His little, like, his lazy boy chair, you know, he's got his own chair. It's got boxes of these random as seen on TV infomercial purchases that he has yet opened. And it's just the funniest thing because I'm just like, man, this just looks like a section of Bed Bath & Beyond when that place was still around. You know, they had the as seen on TV section.
Yes.
That's my dad.
This one also kind of hits me. You have no idea who most of the celebrities mentioned on social media are. Definitely on Instagram, I feel this, where I click on someone and they have like 17 million followers and I've never heard the name.
I felt this pretty bad when the new Seahawks, the draft picks, and they did a thing with like the rookies, and they asked them, hey, what celebrity's phone number do you have? Like, who's the most popular celebrity that you have in your phone? And it was our number one pick. I was like, oh, crap, what the hell is his name again?
Byron.
Byron Murphy?
Yeah.
And he said some rapper's name, and I was like, what the hell is that? And I'm seeing all these comments about, oh, it's so cool that he knows this dude. That's so awesome, blah, blah, blah. And I finally, like, Googled whoever this dude was. And he's got, like, millions upon millions of followers. And I have never, I couldn't even pronounce his name, let alone know what song he sang.
We're aging gracefully.
I still got crew socks. I'm still young and hip. I don't care.
Badass.
You guys are losers. Badass. I'm badass.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.